and peace be unto you from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text for this homily is taken from a portion of the epistle appointed for this day, 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, beginning with the first verse. And when I came to you, brethren, I did not come with superiority of speech or of wisdom, proclaiming to you the testimony of God. For I determined to know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my message and my preaching were not in persuasive words of wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of the power, that your faith should not rest on the wisdom of men, but on the power of God. Thus far the text. When St. Paul arrived in Corinth, amongst the worship of pagan gods and gross immorality, he came proclaiming the testimony of God without superiority of speech or wisdom. He took those people exactly where they were in their spiritual life, or lack thereof, not trying to lord it over on them. He came to show his pastoral concern for their spiritual well-being. He didn't come in waving in front of their faces his academic diplomas, using sophisticated theological rhetoric that perhaps they could understand or at least care about. Nor was he going to brag about his brilliant, successful vicarage that he had in that great metropolis of Corinth. Nor was he going to brag about all of his great achievements and accomplishments as a Hebrew of Hebrews. Paul believed that the testimony of God's grace in Christ Jesus didn't need any cosmetic surgery or a theological facelift, for that was excluded by the testimony of God. Nothing was to be added, and nothing was to be subtracted. And so Paul refrained not only from using impressive dialectical oration, but he also seemed to lack a personal impressiveness as he writes, I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. The bold appearance and imposing personality and colorful vestments that generally impressed the average audience, they were not present. He came only with the Christian's motto, for I determined to know among you nothing except Jesus Christ and him crucified. He remained true to his Lord and to himself. Paul wanted to draw attention to the God-man Savior Jesus Christ and not to St. Paul the Apostle. Paul laid aside in Corinth all of his personal academic achievements and impressiveness. He came as himself and was determined to know in his thoughts, words, and deeds Jesus Christ the crucified. As Dr. C.S.W. Walter comments on this same passage, verily then, it is a great and awful sin not to draw any soul that has been entrusted to us for instruction to Jesus, and not to tell that soul again and again and again what a treasure it has in its Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. For the knowledge of the crucified Christ, St. Paul, it was saving knowledge. And this included Jesus' person and his work. Yet Paul wasn't saying, I decided to use the center of the gospel and leave out all of the rest. But this was the perfect summary of the God-man, who he himself laid aside his heavenly diploma, his divine degree. He emptied himself, made himself a slave. He became like other human beings and was seen to have ways of a man. He became obedient and humbled himself till he died, yes, died on the cross. He, God, became a man. He, the king, became a slave. And that blood was dripping from his forehead and spewing from holes in his hands and in his feet and gushing from a big hole in his side was that blood that was shed for the remission of your sins. There was no need for St. Paul or anyone else to sugarcoat God's grace in the crucified and resurrected Christ Jesus. And so St. Paul, having eliminated any claim that faith is based on superiority of speech, personal achievements or accomplishments, or even wisdom, he reminds the Corinthian Christians that their faith was given to them by the power of God's Spirit working through his message and his preaching, Christ the Crucified. Behind Paul's purpose is God's purpose. For God wants our faith based on his power and not the wisdom of men.